The Sundance Institute is screening 11 films this summer throughout the state of Utah. Three more films will be screened in Summit County. The series opened on Saturday, June 16, as part of the Latino Arts Festival. Sundance screened the film Dolores. The next showing in Summit County will be at City Park in Park City on Friday, July 6. Sundance Institute's new Assistant Director of Utah Community Programs, Laura Lee Onby, says they'll continue to provide activities that match the theme of the film shown.
For specific cities, we kind of looking at with our partners that we're collaborating with and kind of decide what makes sense. So for Man on Wire, you mentioned that one, we're working with Park City Recreation. So for that screening, they'll be available before to do some slacklining in the park. So we kind of look at our collaborators and look what films we have and kind of see what fits the best with the different audiences that we have.
On August 4, the film Red Dog, True Blue will be shown at City Park in Park City.
August, we're doing a screening of Red Dog True Blue, so that's a family-friendly film, but we're also inviting everyone to bring their pets along, and we think it'll be a really fun screening with that facet, but we're also working with Nuzzles & Co., and they'll be accepting donations at the screening, but they'll also be having a puppy play area and like adoption center, so I think it'll be a really fun Park City event.
The last film to be screened in Summit County will be Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, at the DiGioia Center in Camas.
So that's Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. So we're really excited to be working with DiGioia again on that one. And then Mountain Town Music is also doing a concert beforehand.
CFO and Managing Director Betsy Wallace says the Institute loves to showcase Utah.
We're trying to focus on films that are from Utah, been filmed in Utah, and trying to get to the point where our artists see the wonderful scenery in our audiences and enjoying the state of Utah and how beautiful it is. And it really is a great annual event for us to spread out this year a little bit more than we have in the past. And I think next year we're going to try to even be farther reaching as we decide where we need to go and where we want to go. You know, last year we had about 6,000 people participate in our free screenings, and we're so excited about those kind of numbers and to be able to share what the films are about and share our artists, so it's great.
Wallace says screenings in Park City are often well attended.
We do. We have great turnouts at Park City. You know, this is my home, to be honest, and every time I go and see a movie here, I'm thrilled to see how many people come in and support us, and that's so important. We really appreciate it.
The film starts at dusk with gates opening for activities beginning at 7:30 p.m. All screenings are free and open to the public, with seating on a first-come, first-served basis. For more information, visit sundance.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.